With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been another hostage swap between Hamas and Israel. Hamas has begun releasing 12 hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. The army said the first two hostages were transferred to Egypt late Wednesday. 10 others were expected to soon be freed.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration would like to see a new extension of a ceasefire agreement in Israel's war with Hamas after the current one expires.
We'd like to see the pause extended because what it has enabled, first and foremost, is hostages being released, coming home, being reunited with their families. It's also enabled us to surge humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza, who so desperately need it.
As Blinken prepares to make his third visit to the Middle East since the war began with Hamas's October 7 attacks in Israel, I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The ceasefire is set to expire early Thursday. A U.S. military aircraft has crashed off the coast of Japan, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. officials at Yokota Air Base in western Tokyo say they are still confirming details after an Air Force Osprey tiltrotor aircraft crashed in the sea less than a mile off the eastern coast of southern Japan. The number of occupants was revised downward but then restored to 8 at last report. One male crew member recovered from the ocean has been pronounced dead. A spokesperson for Japan's Coast Guard says they found debris and also an empty life raft. The aircraft was headed from a Marine Corps air station near Hiroshima to an airbase on Okinawa when it apparently requested to make an emergency landing at Yakushima Island before it disappeared from radar, according to Japanese officials. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. life expectancy rose last year, but it still isn't close to what it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow by 13 points, the Nasdaq dropped 23, the S&P 500 lower by 4. This is SRN News. Some new statistics are raising concern amongst pro-family advocates and evangelical leaders.
The more wealthy a man is, the more likely he is to be married. The more wealthy a woman is, the less likely she is to be married. Accordingly, the more wealthy a man is, the more likely he is to be a father. The more wealthy a woman is, the less likely she is to be a mother.
That's Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
There's some people who say, look, this represents the liberation of women from these domestic expectation, the expectation that they will be wives and mothers. They are now liberated. The Christians have to look at this and say, well, but this could well doom human civilization itself.
Meanwhile, the U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6 in recent years. That's below the standard replacement rate of 2.1. This is SRN News. Ukraine says the wife of its spy chief is being treated for heavy metals poisoning and suspicion points to Russia. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
Arianna Budinova is the wife of Lieutenant General Kirilo Budinov, the head of the military intelligence agency known as the GUR. A spokesman for the agency says Budinova is in hospital but did not offer details, such as the exact nature of the heavy metals that caused the poisoning, nor did he say if it was believed to have been intended for Budinov or whether Russia is thought to be behind it. Budinov has told reporters his wife has been living with him in his office. Earlier this year, the GUR spokesman said Budinov had survived 10 assassination attempts carried out by the Russian State Security Service, FSB. Russia had no immediate comment. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.